Good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Ed Ronco in the studio with Selena Alexander, the artist in residence at the Sheldon Jackson Museum, and Jackie Fernandez, the curator of collections at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. So glad to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Selena, you're here kind of co-hosted by the museum and by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Let's talk first about what you're doing at the museum. What does an artist in residence do? And actually, you know what, before we get to that, let's talk about your artwork. What kind of an artist are you? What do you do?
I do Athabasca and beadwork from interior Alaska. I work with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Claws and feathers and skins and beads. And
You were talking about some fur work and some...
At the museum, I'm demonstrating caribou hair tufting, porcupine quill work, and beadwork. It's a kind of contemporary Native art.
Nice. And you're not a stranger to Sitka. You've been coming here for how long now?
19 years.
At the SJ Museum to do that work.
And at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, this is my 7th year, I think.
And so what are you teaching at Fine Arts Camp?
Well, last week I taught all three, tufting, caribou hair tufting, porcupine quill work, and beadwork to 1 week of adult. Mm. And this week and next week I'm doing the middle school, and they're too young for the other stuff, so I'm teaching them just straight beadwork on native tanned moose skin.
What's it like teaching adult fine arts camp?
It's different. They were really into it. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Well, and the middle schoolers seem like they'd be into it too. I mean, if they're...
Yeah, they are. And I'm teaching them, you know, beadwork on moose skin, and when they finish that project, then they make porcupine quill earrings.
So. Jackie, this is part of an ongoing program at the museum to bring in artists in residence and have them demonstrate their work. If the public is interested in seeing some of Selena's work and watching her demonstrate, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, this is part of the Native Artist Demonstrators Program, which is made possible with a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and with the support of the Friends at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. And we have our calendar on our website, and we can also make you a copy if you drop by the museum. But the whole summer, right through September, actually, a portion of September, is booked with all of these wonderful visiting artists, including Selena. So she'll be here until the 27th. And we currently also have Emily Johnston, who's a Cupic woman who does beautiful coil baskets. So you can come by anytime. Selena is at the museum in the mornings, and then she's working with the Fine Arts Camp in the afternoons.
Very cool. Selena, you are Koyukon Athabascan, and I'm curious if you can talk a little bit about how you learned your artwork. How do you go about learning, especially some of that intricate work you're doing?
Well, I was like 7 years old when my mom started teaching me how to make doll clothes. And then as I got older, I got into the beadwork. I was like, I think 10 or 11 when I made my first beaded moose skin slippers with fur around the top. And she taught me knitting and crocheting and embroidery. And I did a lot of drawing. And because we grew up outside the village of Huslia on the North Fork of the Huslia River, we didn't have radio or TV. I mean, we had radio, but no TV. And so we had to do that. Yeah. And also, when I was 11, Dad started showing us how to shoot guns. I'm the oldest of 14, so as we reach a certain age, you start learning all these things, trapping, hunting, running dogs, had a dog team. And
you said art is on both sides of your family.
Yes, my mom was full Koyukon Athabascan from Huslia, and my dad came from San Francisco and came to Ruby, Alaska, and his father, my grandfather, Victor D. Wild, was a professor of art in San Francisco at one of the universities, and my mother and my grandmother were both excellent skin sewers and bead workers, so...
I don't mean this to be a silly question, because I think a lot of people could find a reason, but why is it important to you that the traditional forms of art keep going?
It's a cultural thing, and we don't want to lose it. It's part of our culture, same as like hunting and trapping and stuff like that. We just always did it. My parents were a little different. They had the boys and girls do the same thing. Like, they did beadwork and knitting and stuff too. And the girls also hunted and trapped and fished and stuff like that, and had dog. I had my first dog team when I was 11. So, I grew up, like I said, on the North Fork of the Hoosler River, which is about 35 miles from the village of Hoosler, which has like 250 people. So it was one family. It was very remote.
Doing both of those things, the stuff that's traditionally done by young girls and the stuff that's traditionally done by young boys, learning to hunt and run a dog team, how did that change? Did that change you? Does that influence your artwork at all?
Yes, it does. Like, we use, for instance, if we get a moose, we use everything besides eating the moose. Like, we use a bone in the front leg for an awl or letter opener or a hair stick. And, of course, the skin, it was tanned, native tanned for the beadwork. And Mom used to make mattresses out of the moose hair, mattresses and pillows, and besides feather pillows and stuff. Just everything was used.
You know, we talk a lot about, whenever we talk about traditional art, we always talk about kind of the way it's always been done and how it's been passed on. But it's also, an aspect of this is passing it forward, too, and coming up with contemporary works. And you do some of that as well.
Yeah, like a friend of mine invented the sun catcher, and a lot of people say dream catcher, but that's lower 48. The sun catcher is about 30-plus years old, and she also brought caribou hair tufting. Denise Hardesty, who lives in Fairbanks, brought the tufting into Alaska, and it's actually an Athabascan form. And what we did when she brought it in is we combined the porcupine quill work, the tufting, and beadwork on a piece, you know, like necklaces, barrettes, and pins, and stuff like that. And what was brought back some years ago was the moose heart and the moose bladder bags. But they're real fancy art pieces now, but they were used a long time ago as food containers, storage, or a little bag to carry stuff. And that was brought back by an elder, actually, from Huslia. So that's, I've been doing that for quite a few years.
But adapting it and changing it for the future is, I think it's, you know, I often hear artists say it's an important way of keeping it alive.
Yeah, like I can tell whose artwork is whose just by looking at it. And like my sister, who's 9 years younger than me, is self-employed too, and she does different things than what I do. So it's, we just kind of learn from workshops, besides my mother and my grandmother, workshops, reading books. I taught myself porcupine quill work by looking at dresses in the museum. It's just pick up, and some of my designs, like one of them, I dreamt up while I was sleeping, and just that's what's so fun about beadwork is you can just do anything you want and invent things, and besides keep doing traditional beadwork too.
Yeah. Jackie, we've talked about that in the context of museums too, that museums have the often the stereotype of being a place where the past kind of sits and is on display, but it's also a place, I know you feel strongly about this, a place to tell the story of the present.
Definitely. I think it's also almost inevitable if you're dealing with artists. Any artist you're working with will hopefully borrow from the past, but also look around and be inspired by what's happening today and influenced by other artists. And artists adapt and change and grow like Selena has so far, and the people that she works with, and all of the artists that have come through the program at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. So we're really pleased to be able to share that with the general public and help them understand that. People aren't replicating things or just repeating the past.
Yeah. And so, Selena, I imagine that in almost 20 years of demonstrating for the public, you've really had a chance to share your artwork with a lot of Sitkins and a lot of people from outside, too.
Yeah. some people are really interested in our culture, which is very important. Like, for instance, going out at least once or twice into the bush and doing all kinds of other cultural things and going to my village and potlatches. And like Jackie said, art kind of evolves, but we still keep, I'll make a piece that's traditional, you know, and it just keeps, I've demonstrated all over, and I've held workshops in different villages, my village, and I had some, 2-3 years ago, I went to Nome and Unalakleet and had a 3-day workshop and teach people how to do beadwork and tufting and stuff. So awesome. I've been on the Westerdam and those big ships for like 4 years, but demonstrated all over.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your artwork for not just this time, but for so long. It's really great to get to talk to you about it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Folks who are interested in participating, let's give them the particulars one more time.
Sure. Feel free to come by the museum and get a copy of the calendar. We also have them hanging up around town and on our website. And just so you know, Emily Johnston will be here with Selena through the 27th and the first 2 weeks of July. We are pleased to bring back a local favorite, Sarah Williams.
Excellent. And the website is, what's the website address?
It's a little bit complicated.
Is it one of those state websites?
museums.alaska.gov.
Okay.
So you can find us there or just give us a call or come by.
Excellent.
We're also on Facebook.
Very cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.